Well, over the past several weeks, we've been listening to excerpts from some of the best graduation speeches in this commencement season. Educator, engineer, and TV host Bill Nye recently gave the commencement address to the graduating class of Goucher College in Maryland. And he told the students that their generation will have to do a much better job steering Spaceship Earth, as he called it, than their parents' generation has.
Now, you all are not facing a global war, leastways, not yet. Instead, you're facing a global change in life itself. Our world is warming, and the living things around us are changing and dying at an unprecedented rate. So you are going to have to make big changes in the way you and your kids live. At the start of the Industrial Revolution, after James Watt came up with a very practical steam engine, we had about 280 parts per million of carbon dioxide in Earth's atmosphere. Today, we have nearly 415. It changed by a factor of 1.5 in just 2.5 centuries. We're not talking about 2 million years. We're talking about 200 years. The only other times climates have changed this fast here on Earth are associated with the occasional asteroid impact. There's never been anything like it in all of human history. Now, when my grandmother, who grew up in Washington, D.C., went to see the Wright brothers' aeroplane fly in College Park, Maryland in 1909, there were a few more than 1.5 billion people on Earth. Today, there are almost six times that many. We are breathing and burning an atmosphere that's so thin. How thin is it? It's so thin. If you could drive straight up, you'd be in outer space in an hour. On 695, it would be 2.5 hours. But with every passing second, there are 4 more people born on Earth. By the time you all reach your billionth second on this planet, a little over halfway into your 31st year, we will have 9 billion people. We may have close to 10 billion people on Earth. Now, we, by that I mean you, are going to find ways to feed us all. And you will, with technology derived from science and with policies that support innovation and investment in the greater good, policies based on facts. It is no longer a matter of only keeping the air and water clean, curtailing the accidental creation of plastic trash, like straws, and hoping that we'll be okay. No. Nowadays, we, by that I mean you, are going to have to steer our spaceship, take charge of Earth. It's no longer a matter of just being good stewards. From now on, we humans will have to deliberately control what we do to our atmosphere, the land and sea, to ensure that we maintain as much biodiversity as possible while taking care of all of us. Now, when it comes to changing the world, don't be scared. Don't freak out. When you have to perform doing anything, be it the final exam, dressing for a date, winning a world war, or managing a planet, you might be nervous. You might be scared. And that fear can stop you cold. But don't let it. As we say in the theater and on television, take that fear and turn it into excitement.
Bill Nye speaking to the class of 2019 at Goucher College in Baltimore, Maryland. We've got a transcript and a link to a video of his full address. It's at onpointradio.org. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point.